feel like throughout the years, there's always this narrative with Singaporean Malay cuisine is considered as, you know, unhealthy. It is very oily, it's very like meat-based. But, you know, people back then in the kampongs used to be very plant-based. And that's why I think that brings like more meaning to like, you know, a dish like this.
Over today, you're going to be making us a very special dish.
Yes, I am. So I'm going to make my grandmother's recipe of opor nangka. All right, so nangka is jackfruit. So we're actually using unripe jackfruit, right? So like the sweet part, the seeds are not like, you know, yet developed.
Which is the most labor-intensive part of the process?
So we'll start off with pre-boil the jackfruit, at least an hour. When you really cook it down, it has like a very meaty-like texture to it. So that's one thing. We're gonna dry roast the spices as well. We've got cloves, we've got cumin, we've got some coriander seeds, we've got cardamom, and we're gonna toast that with some star anise and some cinnamon as well. But yeah, we have white pepper as well as part of it. So that's gonna be the spice, the dry spice mix. Okay, and then with the wet rempa, which is gonna be shallots, ginger, some garlic as well, and we have fresh turmeric. Another two steps, we're gonna soak some dried shrimps as well, which is gonna give it that kick of like umami. And then we're gonna extract some pulp from the tamarind, and we're gonna bring it all together and just cook with a lot of coconut milk. So this dish is very special and is very signature to my ethnic background. My great-grandparents came from Indonesia, from a place called Bawean Island. So we are considered the Baweanese community in the whole general Malay community. And before my late grandmother passed, I had the opportunity to come to a kitchen and I actually asked her, like, hey, can I learn to make, you know, some dishes like from you? I joined CIA in Singapore as part of my uni studies because it really, there was like that burning passion to learn more, to know, you know, what's out there. And subsequently throughout the years, I feel like there's a sense of responsibility for me to bring out Singaporean Malay cuisine and, you know, to show it to the rest of the world, because I feel like it's such an unknown cuisine and it's been so untapped.
What are some common misconceptions about Singaporean Malay cuisine?
I feel like throughout the years, there's always this narrative with Singaporean Malay cuisine where it's considered as, you know, unhealthy, very like meat-based. And like, yes, you've got like dishes like, you know, rendang, where, you know, people used to cook during for special occasions, you know, for like Hari Raya. But I feel like Malay food itself is very plant-based. We use, you know, fresh rempas, you know, which is like, you know, sourced, you know, locally, sometimes from their own backyard. And I feel that we need to sort of like, you know, challenge this narrative to say like, hey, like, you know, Malay food is actually, you know, very healthy, you know, it's very fresh. Like, for example, like this ulam right here that I have, this is an ulam raja. You know, back then people used to eat a lot of like raw vegetables, you know, with their food, so also to counterbalance with like, you know, heavy foods. And also this is like, you know, a really good protein source. And also to challenge that whole narrative that like, you know, Malay food is, you know, unhealthy, when like, you know, you've got all these like plant-based Malay dishes that, you know, you can tap in there, you can, people can try to cook.
Aspar, tell me, what sort of associations or memories do you have with this dish?
It reminds me of my late grandmother. And you know, whenever like we go to her house with all my cousins, it's like a place where you bond together and that sort of like, you know, that sense of comfort. So I feel like, you know, part of my responsibility like in the family is to sort of like recreate this like feeling of comfort and these memories, so that, you know, we all can sort of like bring us back to our childhood. It's a connection with grandma.
Who is a very important person to you, obviously, because she inspired your culinary career.
Yes, she did, yeah. She was the start of it all. She was like, you know, the role model.